This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
And here
we go.
The Intel Scanner.
Scanner.
It should be Intel Scanner. Tuesday night. Gonna be a live one. We're going to discuss Mr. Nikola Tesla, followed by a Ouija board seance. Don't even know what we're doing tonight. It's going crazy. Just the Reverend and the Inspector. Tuesday night, once again. I don't even know what show this is.
And like I like to say, I'm not a gynecologist, but I will take a look.
But
just to see if, because I'll give you my non-professional opinion.
Yes, and if any women out there would like an exam or whatever, please feel free to stop by the studio or just give a call. We'll tell you the 406-545-4496. Give a ring. We'd like to hear from anybody that's out there.
Absolutely.
Anybody at all.
Anyone at all.
Anybody at all.
The phone lines are always open here at the Intel Scanner.
Intel Scanner.
So it looks like a teenager's facing potential life sentence for an illegal brownie recipe that he's been selling. 6 bags of cookies, 9 bags of brownies were enough to get him potentially a life sentence. They weigh the brownies and the cookies like it's pot. So he had a pound and a half of cookies and brownies, which consisted mostly of flour and egg, I guess.
And he's facing life.
5 years
prison.
To life in prison. First degree felony charges. Oh, that's insane. This is in Texas.
See, that brings up another good point I wanted to talk about, was that I heard some whispers that that Obongo and Eric Folder were going to legalize drugs. And I just wanted to say that if they were to end the war on drugs, legalize all drugs, untaxed, and just going to leave the whole black market to us peasants, then I will blow the both of them live on the air. I want to say if that happens. That's an offer to the president, Mitt Romney Obama, and Janet Napolitano Holder. I will blow both of them live on the air. That's an offer. So if anybody knows either of these, any people, whatever.
That sounds solid, man. You skin it? Skin it?
hey. If I'm willing to take one for the team, if we can get the whole fucking nonsense government controlled drug game completely shut out of this stupid imperialist market, then hey, I'll take one for the team. But we're rolling tonight here on the Intel Scanner. What's going on in the news? It's always depressing. I haven't even been looking at it lately.
Oh, there's a bunch of crazy stuff in the Ukraine. A bunch of even more insane things down on the Mexican border. You can't imagine what's going on right here in Billings, Montana.
Now, I heard a rumor that 3,500 children possibly could be going into Hardin.
To Hardin.
At the prison, the empty prison?
That's what the word is, that these are refugees from military. Their parents were freedom fighters down in El Salvador and Guatemala.
Here we go, people.
And they were promised asylum here in the U.S. by the Reagan-Bush administration. This is word from a secret source.
Yes, this is from, we can't even disclose this source.
It's journalistic integrity here at the Intel Scanner.
Yes.
If you have anything to tell us, you should give us a call at 406-545-4496. We will get your story on the air anonymously for you.
Absolutely. Just if you do call in, be careful. Exact, you know, not no exact names, no exact,
no
whatever.
No. Or we could meet you in the parking garage.
Yes.
Or whatever.
Or we can...
like Deep Throat or whatever.
He said Deep Throat.
He said Deep Throat. Which reminds me of my first baby mama. Here's a shout out to her. Thanks a lot.
I wish I had a fucking... we need to go hit the fucking party store and get some whirly noises.
Applause button on this next time. An applause button on my halves this next time.
We had a couple shows where we did sound effects. That mm-hmm. was fun.
Mm-hmm.
we're just always changing it up here. We don't even know. Mm. There's no plan.
We like to talk. So, but we I do like to say thank you to 406 Glass and Jared. Shout out to him.
Big time.
Great White Tattoo is in there with Josh Carter. Great tattoo artist. Also, shout out to Legendary Tattoo. Down Cameron and Jay down on Grand Avenue across from the high school. Legendary yes. Tattoo. Also, Lanik Technologies. We'd like to say thank you to our absentee tech guy tonight.
I know. Where's... This is the first one without Sean?
I think ever.
Is it?
I don't know.
Because we had one without you. And yeah. then we had... This is the first one without Sean. Yep. Because I've been here for everyone. Yep. Yep.
Solid.
Last man standing. Yes. Intel Scanner.
The fun never ends.
The fun. Dude, this has been awesome. If the spy plane rolls over again at 9:05.
That'd be great.
Then we know.
So what's with all these kids going to Hardin to the camp they got there?
It's looking like what possibly else could it be other than a freak show?
3,500 children from the Mexican border crisis, or not? I don't know. You decide. So they're going to Hardin. They'll be shipped there by the American government, housed, schooled, indoctrination training for whatever purpose. We're not sure. These are just kids. What are they doing with these kids? Americanizing them so they can be a productive part of society. Integrated into the melting pot of America. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe they're going to train them to hate
soldiers.
Guns and think that the American people are scum. And they're going to be the ones jackbooting your door in with these new SWAT teams they're going to come up with out of these people. They're already SWAT teaming everywhere across America. As we speak, doors are being kicked in for less than... Okay, I just read a thing. They... killed a dude over less than $2 worth of marijuana. They kicked in his door. All they found, they wound up killing the guy. He had, what's $2? $2, it said. $2 worth of marijuana he had. How much is that? Is that a roach? What is that?
Well, the police have been told, like local police departments around this country, it's been told to be, you know, all-out intimidation. It's all out. The civilians are the enemy. It's on. And... There's no other way to look at it because I mean just look around the country. Albuquerque, New Mexico. There's a couple cities where it's really going down. It's always going down in New Orleans.
Albuquerque.
Detroit. Always going down in Detroit.
They just killed their sixth or seventh person this year. The Albuquerque police. They're just shooting people left and right. Dead. Shoot you dead.
You see, and that's just murders. There's beatings and. Intimidation.
Maimings.
Rapings. That are not being reported. Torturings.
So there was rape, murder, beatings, and rape.
And
I said rape twice.
Said rape twice.
Because they like rape.
Yes.
They can't help themselves. These pigs were raised by, I don't know, probably their fathers and mothers were cops and affiliates of this. And the system was a whole different thing back then. And now these guys these days... went off in the military.
Yep.
We're over in all these other countries kicking the civilians' doors in, doing the same, getting trained to do all this stuff, take over, cordon off city blocks. All right, we've got this whole perimeter secure. We've been in every house. Every gun's out of it. Every one that we think is a terrorist is locked up or worse. So they're training to do this, and then they come back here and they become police. Or at least a security guard somewhere. That's what they wind up doing, all these military guys.
Private
they come
security.
Back and they become this. So this is what we're going to be facing. Yay. Not what Nikola Tesla had in mind for the future of this world. Not at all.
No. And let's start... Let's get into Nikola Tesla.
Okay, we should. On a brighter note, he was a humanitarian.
Was he?
Yes, he was. There was a lot of writings that he had written about the advancement of humanity, trying to advance humanity, so that maybe we could reach out to the stars and colonize new worlds. And
well, then why did he sell out to the corporations and not let the secrets out?
I'm not sure about that. He did try to make a living. He died broke and penniless. He was involved in a lot of stuff, though.
He lived a long life.
Yeah, he was 70-some years old, I think. He died 72?
86? 86 years old.
So 1856 to 1943, actually. So whatever that is.
Do the math. 1943. So he was probably involved in the Philadelphia experiment, Trinity, in the whole...
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff on that, actually. It's, you know, Wikipedia, that. There's a lot of... He was involved in the Philadelphia experiment. Time travel, teleportation.
Supposedly, him and Mark Twain were seen in a spaceship going into the Brazilian jungle.
Wow, yeah, I've heard that it was him and Marconi.
Marconi.
Picked up.
It was all three of them, drinking Marconi a bottle of vodka.
Picked him up, and they went down to the Andes Mountains in South America, was the one I heard about that. In a spaceship, they all left. He didn't die. He was picked up. Nikola Tesla. What would name? Nikola Tesla, huh?
So he totally sold out to the other side. That's a known thing.
But then he had some sort of change of heart, though, it seemed.
After he sold out all of his technology.
They ousted him out of it.
The earthquake technology.
And some would say that his research led to the development of HARP and to the development of all these particle weapons and frequency weapons. And weather control. And so, you know, I mean.
So do you think it was Nikola Tesla's earthquake, like his vibration weapons that caused the Fukushima tsunami?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Because, well, that's what I've heard. That since that was like the day it came out. It was Nikola Tesla. This has to be his technology. Because it was so controlled and it was so focused into one area. It wasn't. I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think that would have been... That's possible. With the... Ever since they took his technology, they've been using it all over the world. The Tunguska experiment. That's sort of just like the... a lot similar to the Philadelphia experiment. Or the Tunguska blast. It was a place in Siberia that... Some sort of giant explosion happened, and they couldn't explain how or why it happened. But Tesla was blamed for setting off this explosion.
And it just leveled the forest?
Leveled it. Like a nuclear bomb hit, but there was no nuclear.
See, that's the type of weapons you need. I mean, if you, wanted to kill everybody.
Yeah, you know, he is... I mean, the guy was a genius in his day.
He could speak eight languages.
Six. It was six languages six? From what I got off it, yeah. Spoke six languages. I'm sure by the
so
time
we'll say died, seven.
You, sure, why not?
We so can we'll compromise. Say seven. We're gonna. Nikola Tesla spoke seven languages.
Seven languages. at least seven languages. And he designed and built prototypes of almost everything that you see today technologically. From the remote control to the fluorescent light.
The fluorescent light, yeah.
Alternating current that we use every day, plug our shit into everything, it plugs into that. Whereas Edison was trying to push direct current, which is DC, a whole different ball game. Giant wires, got to replace it all the way back to the power source if one burns out. Shit like that. Edison used to go around putting dogs on an electric little wire grid that he'd stand them on this electric thing and say, this is what alternating current does, man, and electrocute dogs.
We should start doing that live on the air here. We need to do a torture show. There we go.
A torture show.
And we're going to waterboard and stuff. Wow. That's what we need for an Intel scanner. I'm even making a note of that. We're going to waterboard. We're going to do all the crazy CIA fucking torture live on the air.
Live on the air, waterboard.
We're going to bring
looking for volunteers.
Yes. If anybody wants to volunteer, I'll go first, and then you go second.
Right, right.
There's nothing I would ask somebody to do that I wouldn't do myself.
Right, come on down. You do me, I'll do you. It'll be fun.
It'll be fucking totally fun.
Or just call in, 406-545-4496. Love to hear from you.
What other kind of torturing could we do that's not like cutting fingers off?
Oh, there's, you know, toothpicks under the fingernails.
Oh, pulling fucking nails out.
Oh, man.
We could do that live on the air, pulling nails out.
Mm-hmm. Tesla would not approve of this sort of torture.
Well, maybe if it was for entertainment purposes, I mean, it wouldn't be like, it's not like forced torture.
Forced.
Like a bunch of idiots. Being waterboarded would be fucking intense. Put the rag over your head.
I've never been. It sounds interesting. I don't know if I'd like it. I like to be caressed delicately and exotic oils rubbed on me and stuff like that, you know. Torture's really not my thing. So anybody with exotic oils out there, just give us a call.
Because I was wondering about an exotic oil fucking distributor.
Absolutely. I'm getting low on my supply.
Intel scanner. Oh, here we go.
Yes. I mean, he's also known for creating death rays. That's what that whole Tunguska blast was about.
Lasers?
Yeah, well, you know, it's death ray, radio wave scalar weapon, what might be called an ultrasound gun. So, I mean, the death ray was interesting. It was instantly a controversial and popular topic. In his later years, after the Wardenclyffe Tower project had been stopped by J.P. Morgan and dismantled under FBI supervision, Tesla made little money from his projects and in many cases did not even bother to seek patents.
Idiot.
He was more interested in publicity and became a favorite with newspaper reporters for his flamboyant demonstrations, controversial predictions, and incredible new inventions.
Vanity. It's my favorite sin.
It seems like that, huh, right? He liked it. Well, he was probably the smartest dude of his day. Some kind of weird child genius.
Probably got all sorts of pussy. I mean, from back in the day, was probably getting all the primo. Dude, the corporate guys were just like, get him whatever this man wants.
Whatever he wants. Supposedly, he was celibate his whole life.
He doesn't want patents? Get this fucking... Well, whatever he was into, whatever, get him a pilot, whatever it is. Fucking.
I just want more funding for my experiments.
I just want to go. Wow. Calm it down, Tesla. We're gonna try to summon up Nikola Tesla's spirit here on the Ouija board special. Dun, dun, dun. Ouija board special, Intel scanner, part two. Ouija board. Last one was Christmas Eve. That was a while back. One of our first shows.
It was one of our first.
And. Blood was spilt.
Blood was spilled upon the Ouija board.
Blood was spilt on that show.
That night.
And blood has been spilt by an undisclosed person who knows. By a donor who came in here all crazy like. We love it.
Oh, yeah.
Spilt blood all over our Ouija board. So we have to do a Ouija board seance. I mean, even if we wanted to blow it off, we couldn't. So this is going to be fun. Ouija board part two.
Yeah, I need to ask him a few questions and stuff, so yeah.
That was intense. Came in here and cut his hand open with a knife and then took off.
Yeah, what is with that?
That was pretty awesome.
It was. So now the Ouija board has been sanctified by the blood of the righteous.
By the blood? You just need blood. You just need the fucking...
the blood of the willing victim.
So here we
willingly
go.
Willingly sacrificed.
So we should have a few candles or something.
But I mean, Tesla come up with X-rays, and remote control, the radio, the electric motor, was the pioneer in robotics, laser technology.
Everything.
Wireless communication, had plans for limitless free energy.
I don't understand what his deal was. If he didn't want money and he didn't want pussy, and I don't get what it was that drove him. Just the hunger to create fucking super scary weapons and give it to a super scary government? I mean, that just doesn't, that's not logical. Because if he was so smart, he should have figured out that these corporations were going to take all this technology.
They burned down his lab several times. Several times. Came in, stole up half his stuff and his notes and everything and burned down his labs.
Like, I bet.
What happened? I went away for
but if they
2 hours and I come back and this.
If they had wanted him to go away, he would have went.
Perhaps.
So they were just coming in to slow him down or take whether he had something, snatch it up.
See, it's not really known. They kept, I mean, you didn't even hear about Nikola Tesla in school. They kept it, I mean, the guy that invented all this stuff publicly, we use all this shit every day still. You know, from alternating current, fluorescent lighting, all kinds of different lighting, x-rays, radio, remote control, electric motor, robotics, lasers, wireless communication, your cell phone, electromagnetic pulses, sound cannons. Yeah, these are crazy, scary weapons. But, he was trying to make a living, it seemed like, at first. That's why I think he did sell into the government, the corporation.
Why didn't he become a fucking... I just don't understand why he didn't become bigger. I mean, if he lived to be 86 years old, he wasn't much of a threat. You know what I mean? Because people that are threats do not live to be 80 fucking nothing. So it just seems like he was just fucking some guy that was really smart for whatever reason, had ideas on all this technology, pretty much just gave it to the military corporation. I mean, I guess they weren't military corporations at the time, but yeah, they were. They were military corporations at the time. They just gave them all this super scary technology, and well, hey, I don't understand. That doesn't even make sense. Is this guy even real?
I don't know. There's pictures of him and stuff.
We're caught in the Matrix, dude. Pictures of fucking
man bear
of stuff.
Man bear pigs and stuff.
Oh, man bear pig! I fucked him.
Yeah, when he started building his own laboratories, that's when he sold a couple things to, like, you know, the electric motor he sold to Westinghouse. The three phase electric wiring, also to Westinghouse. Made enough money off of that to make his own laboratories, which wound up getting burned down by the corporations. Because you know why? Because the idea that he had was to create unlimited free energy and distribute it to mankind for free. For free, the company said?
Absolutely not.
No, we're not going to allow you to do this. So something free that the masters of war and business couldn't control... I mean, they couldn't have that. So the day after Tesla died in 1943, his huge laboratory on Long Island mysteriously burned down. No records saved, no remnants.
Really?
And all the everything was bulldozed the day after that to further eradicate any equipment still left. So much for free energy.
You're bringing some cool shit.
Just saying, that's the day after he died, his whole giant lab on Long Island was burned down. No records saved.
Well, you know what they say about setting fires?
That creates lots of work and jobs. That creates
thanks for taking my
creates a robust money. Economy.
All right, well, fine. Well, that's it. We're wrapping it up here. I got nothing else.
Start fires. It creates jobs. Fuck, yeah.
Nikola Tesla. I don't know. Seems like he must have been just so wrapped up in himself. He was so wrapped up in himself and how smart he was that he really did lose sight of the big picture. And he just gave all this. Why would you do that?
He gave it all to them. That's why they kept burning down his laboratories. This wasn't the first lab of his that burned down the day after he died, even. Several labs during his lifetime were burned. Mysteriously.
Well, yeah.
And I know mad scientist work gets a little bit hairy sometimes. You might burn down your own lab by accident sometimes. But this guy, I don't know, man. He seems to have a pretty good handle on his thing.
We need to start doing crazy fucking experiments. Yes.
Yes.
We're going to start doing crazy fucking experiments live on the air. I think that's the next... That's where we're going here. We've already done the game show. We did beers and Bibles. Did not one, but two Nazism shows. Killed it on the fucking second one. What more do you people want from us? Oh, I love doing this. This is such a platform. To anybody out there, red alert. Red alert. Nikola Tesla's technology is fucking us.
Because it's been twisted by the corporate greed ones that took it over.
Yes.
Because they found that they stole a lot of his research. And then contracted other scientist types, you know, screened a bunch of the colleges and universities. That's what they already own those places anyway. And
have since forever.
Further developed all of this brilliant workings that Tesla came up with and twisted it into the drones and the surveillance grid and the frequency pollution that we all bathe in to this very day.
So everything is Tesla. This whole... You're saying the birth of the police state is all based on Tesla technology?
His intentions were good, but it was twisted by the greedy establishment into what we're looking at today, yeah. It's Tesla, he meant well, the poor guy, but he kind of fucked us all.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah, well, it wasn't his intentions. He left a lot of good writings behind. What was left behind, you know, what he had published and was public. The rest of it was, I'm afraid, suppressed and used by the secret breakaway civilization, government, military, industrial, corporate complex.
Because he lived to a good old age. I thought he died young.
No,
I didn't realize he lived that long.
It's like 50.
Think about how long he gave away, fucking, and how smart he got over time. I mean, he just—it's
80-some years old. Yeah, he was 80.
He was celibate. There's no way. There's no fucking way. You would be on that level. I don't know. There's no celibate.
That's what he says. I mean, it's what it says.
One of his on that level, what was he looking for if not money? If not money and wealth, I mean, really, what, and not sex, what could you possibly be looking for if not...
Was he that much of an altruistic...
Money, sex, because it didn't seem like he was living in mansions and shit.
Philanthropist that was just dedicated to his studies. He was that brilliant and that focused. That's a bad motherfucker. It would have to be a bad motherfucker.
That's scary that there's actually people like that.
You are the smartest man alive. I mean, how much more can you do? He dedicated almost all of his waking time to thinking of how to advance science and humankind and socio interactions and to decrease the amount of war that's in the world through his technology was his dream. And with that, I think we should go to break. Seems like music time.
Let's do it. You have something lined up?
Sure.
First Sector Intel Scanner. Fuckers love it. We are back with the Intel Scanner. Tuesday nights. MTRadio.net. Nikola Tesla. Technology. Followed up by a Ouija board seance. Fresh blood spilled earlier. But we're going to get to that. If anybody would like to call in with anybody you would like to have channeled, I'll be using myself as a vessel between the spirit world.
Does anyone feel someone out there has a grandmother they could call Nana that you were very close with, recently departed? Somebody out there. Someone. Recently departed grandma you called Nana. It's you. You know I'm talking to you. Call in. It's 406-545-4496. Nana has a message for you. We are but the liaisons between the netherworld and this mortal coil that we call the human experience.
Right here on the Intel Scanner. The real deal. Nobody doing talk radio like this. Soon to come, live torturing on the air.
Waterboarding extravaganza. Waterboarding
and nail pulling. I can't wait. I have to do it out of the feet, though. I can't have them out of the fucking hand.
No, no one can see the bruises. That's like the torture fight club.
I'm already speaking like, starting. Yes. The torture club. Oh, my God. That would be fucking horrible.
We hit you with bars of soap on the top of your head so that it doesn't leave a bruise.
Oh, wow.
So what's with all this suppressed technology? How far behind do you think we are that they show the public? And I say they, loosely, who are they? The breakaway society, civilization, military, industrial, corporatized complex that has control of all of these technologies. And they drip them out to the masses, little by little, an iPhone 5 at a time. You know, the next Macintosh upgrade.
And they've had this technology since fucking forever.
Mm-hmm. The new remote, the holographic technology that's out there, it's public, and people aren't even really utilizing it. I don't even know how you can get a hologram machine. We've talked about this before. I mean,
the hologram machines, holy shit.
Looks like we have a special guest appearance tonight on mic 4.
What's going on, gents? Hey, ladies and gents.
How you doing? Plug you in some headphones. And could you help him plug those in, please?
Yeah, fuck even, no. Fucking
awesome. Special guest appearance by...
I got time to help a buddy fucking...
I got him on.
Just got to plug it in. Put it in 4. Well, or whatever. It doesn't matter which one, actually. It's only for him.
I'm going to put it in 4.
Put it in the back hole. Put it in the back hole, not the front hole.
We're doing it fucking live here.
Live.
Live and uncut.
MTRadio.net. This is the Intel Scanner. Featuring our special guest, former military, independent business owner.
Whoa.
We're going to keep his name out of this.
Yes.
So far.
No names. No names have been said.
Hello.
No
names, hello. Need to be. How are you all doing out there?
Listen to that rich, deep voice. I like that. Attaboy, you should consider a little career. You know, keep about 6 inches, 5-6 inches. There you go.
Yeah, that's what they know. Yeah, we're
you know, see, oh, well, you know, I try to, you know. I'm around. If I push it and stretch it, it's almost 8. Shit. Right, that's on. How we do. We're talking about some Nikola Tesla inventions Tesla here tonight.
So, hey, getting deep in that philosophy.
Ooh, yeah, ooh. Just seeing, you know, what's with all this suppressed technology, you know? I mean, as someone who was in the military, you've seen some of the military technology that bleeds into the public also, but there's a lot of stuff that the military uses that the public doesn't get.
Yes.
And how deep does that go? And how much technology, I mean, what kind of technology is that? Do they have, I mean, you didn't have any kind of high clearance or anything, so.
No, but I've seen cameras that could see things for a few miles away. They're pretty on point, heat sensor, you know, infrared cameras, stuff like that. And you can see some crazy stuff 2 miles away, 3 miles away. It was called the G-Boss. It was pretty crazy.
Nice. So the G-Boss is probably looking at us right now.
They got, if somebody had one around here, it could definitely see us. It could definitely see us. And it's thermal activated.
Thermal imaging. So would
see me moving my arms as I'm talking. They could see that
through
going
the wall.
Oh, that's for sure. They've had that since the 50s. That's,
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've made some cool movies about shit like that. What was that? Minority Report.
Enemy of the State?
Enemy of the State is the one I was thinking of, yeah. They could read the date off a penny from a satellite.
Since forever.
Since forever.
Thanks, Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, thanks a lot,
and,
buddy.
And we will be trying to reach him with the Ouija board later tonight on Ouija Board Part 2.
Absolutely.
Blood has been spilled.
Spirits will be contacted.
Spirits will be contacted.
Oh, that's what that thing is.
Oh, yeah.
Our Ouija board. And we have a live Ouija board here in the studio tonight.
And fresh blood has been spilt. The first time we had blood, this is the old blood. We have fresh blood that was spilt earlier.
I gotta grab my shirt from work. I mean, I bleed a lot. People look at my arms like, oh my God, what's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm amazed at how many people are willing to just donate blood to the Ouija board.
I know. I love it. I love it.
If you would like to donate blood to the Ouija board of the Intel scanner, give us a call at 406-545-4496. We want to hear from you. We want to take your blood. Is that legal even? Blood. I don't even know if that's legal for us to accept that, but it's fun to say.
Well, like, we're not taking cups of it and injecting it in other people.
No, or not drinking much either. So
or drinking much.
What the hell? That's why I'm here.
We'll get you to the blood fridge in the back later.
All right, sounds good.
Because the torture chamber seems a little empty tonight. But we've been trying to replenish.
I was told you had play toys here as well.
Oh, there are.
There are.
Coming out in the third segment, Intel Scanner. Stay tuned.
Absolutely. Have you got a lighter?
Yeah, there is one right here.
Sweet.
It's Nate.
Whoa.
No, whose was that?
Huh?
No names here on the...
I like to talk about myself in the third person. Is that all right? Can I do that, please?
No, absolutely.
Yeah. I got kind of an ego.
I know, right? Me too. Well, did you see? That's why I will say my name on the air tonight. My name is... Wait for it.
Bill Mike Hansen.
Johnny Zaccarino.
Johnny. Oh, whoa. I thought that was just I thought you were just here for the Saturday. You're coming back for a spot on the Intel scanner on the A-game show. Wow, I didn't know Johnny was showing up.
Johnny Zaccarino goes wherever he pleases.
That's what I heard, but I didn't realize you were making an appearance tonight. Holy shit.
Johnny Zaccarino.
Oh, we have dead radio, dead air,
knows
dead air going.
What you want to hear. And we here at the Intel Scanner just like to say, once we're inside of you, you can never get us out.
And we love you.
We're trying to spread the love. We love love. I love love.
And you know this.
And you know. Tesla loved love. He tried to create free energy for the world. He might have sold out some shit to get his laboratories going so that he could create this free energy for the world, but... And a lot of his technology, a lot of his research was stolen by the corporations and the government and is still being suppressed today. I mean, how can you reinvent? The guy invented the wireless remote control, like here. This was 100 years ago. How come the first TV really didn't have a remote control that went with it? I had to get up when I was a kid and turn the damn channel.
Well, that's because you're from a poor family.
I was from a poor family.
If you're living in the United States... then having a remote control is like second nature. If you're living in pretty much anywhere else in the fucking two-thirds of the world, like a remote control, what the fuck is TV? But yes. You gotta love imperialist, it is on such a scale now that it is unreal. Thanks to Nikola Tesla, and not just Nikola Tesla, but to everybody that has ever created technology for the government, for any government. And it's scary, these people.
This type of stuff. See, I mean, even when he invented this, he energized a boat's propeller, rudder, and scaled down running lights. And while this exact technology was not widely used for some time, we now can see that the power that was appropriated by the military in pursuit of remote-controlled war. Remote-controlled tanks were introduced by the Germans in World War II.
Yes.
And developments in this realm have since slid quickly away from the direction of human freedom. Remote-controlled drones, remote-controlled satellites, remote-controlled everything.
So pretty much...
The machines are rising. That's what's going on.
Thanks, Tesla. Yeah, thanks a lot, Nikola. had a good dream for the great world for of humanity and a utopian society of free energy and love for all.
And sold out to the ego.
And then sold out. So, God. You know, I really used to look up to this guy, too. I thought he was a great, great man. But as it turns out, we're suffering in this day and age due to his...
Big time because of his fucking sellout to corporate interests.
But not only sellout, but he had a lot of his technology stolen from him and used by the military and corporations.
You don't have it stolen. What happens is the military or whoever, CIA, drops you off a bag full of money or a couple fucking hooker or whatever it is you want. They give it to you and then they go steal, quote-unquote, your technology and, quote-unquote, an arsonist burns your building down and then, quote-unquote, you just go along with the story.
They manipulate you to get your technology. That's what they do. I mean, even if you give into it willingly or unwillingly, it's...
They're going to get it.
They're going to get it. If you have some interest in other, they're going to manipulate you and get
No. Not unless you let it happen.
Oh, there's a list of dead
Everybody has vices, though. They're going to feed on your vice. They're going to take advantage of you.
Yes.
What I don't understand is why they didn't kill him anyways, also, to exactly that.
He lived to 86. Yeah, that's the real...
All the other scientists that come up with, you know, groundbreaking technology like this just wind up disappearing.
Yeah, they die in car wrecks.
Or they commit suicide through the bullet with the, through the back of their head somehow, double tapped, you know. Oh, that was suicide. Or, you know, there's a whole list. Go to deadscientists.com. There's a whole website with just lists and lists of all these scientists and their research, what was known about it, and that they disappeared or died mysteriously. So why did he live so a fruitful, long life like that? Died penniless, broke, in a shitty little apartment.
Well, that's how I want to die. I mean...
He lived a pretty awesome life, though. I mean...
He got to
meet a lot of people. I'm sure he met.
Was like behind the building of the first electric power plant. Oh, is that a phone call?
That is a phone call.
Wow. I don't know how you answer that.
Well, we're going to figure this out here on the Intel Scanner, how you answer a call in. Like you're live on the air.
Tesla did not sell out.
What's that?
Tesla did not sell out.
Tesla did not sell out?
Okay.
Tesla did not sell out. What occurred there was he realized that he was never going to be able to compete with Edison, but he still wanted his inventions to be out there in the world. And so he ended up making a shady deal and almost giving everything away just so it would be there.
Just so his name would be mentioned in the history books. Is that what you're saying?
Not even mentioned. He didn't at that point. He was so down on himself. He didn't really care that his name was mentioned at all. He just was more concerned with leaving humanity with a better knowledge than what they had before, and with an alternative to what Edison was offering.
Well, that's a really good viewpoint. I think
that's awesome viewpoint.
So you're saying that he wasn't in it for the drugs and hookers. He was in it.
No, he died wifeless and childless. He was almost, he was celibate almost his entire life.
Allegedly,
yes.
Allegedly. But, you know, that's, you know, guy has a couple of drinks after night, you know, who knows what's going to happen there. It's just at the end of the day, it's like the same thing with the guys that invented the World Wide Web. They never put a patent on it, so they couldn't claim anything. They gave it to the world, so that way
they gave it to the government.
Because
when you don't solidify anything, you're giving it to the government, just like Nikola Tesla did all this technology, and that's selling out.
In a sense, it's kind of just kind of being backed into a corner and just giving them what they want, just so that way it's there.
Well, are you calling
that?
No, I hear him on that. That's, I mean, what is he gonna do? Penniless?
What was he gonna do? Being a genius like that and coming up with all this brilliant stuff?
Why didn't he become maybe he was mad scientist?
Knowing that it was gonna get twisted by the corporate structure that was in place in the day, just like it is now. He knew that it was going to try and twist that. I think that he didn't give them a lot of his more advanced inventions and research and things that he didn't give that up.
You almost want to believe that he tried to just give them the basics in the hope that they might be able to figure these things out on their own. There was a quote, I don't know, I'm not sure if it's really true or not, but there was a quote by him saying that he's not upset that everything was stolen from him in a sense. He's more upset that they didn't think of it themselves.
Huh, that is a quote by Tesla. I'm not upset I'm not mad that they stole my invention. I'm mad that they couldn't come up with something on their own. You know, what's wrong with these people?
Yeah, it's like, wow. He's like, you know, I'm a simple concept. Man. I can think of these things. Why can't anybody else in the human race come up with these things? And that was, he was almost kind of upset with the human race as a whole, that they weren't trying to push the envelope any further than profit. You know, I mean, once they were starting to make money, they decided, all right, we're done thinking here.
Capitalism. That's what society's all about, is capitalism. Why do I go to work every day? Why do I go work a job I don't want to have to do? Because I have to pay these bills. I have to, you know, I mean, I don't have to, but I should have a phone.
It's easier for you to go to work and have a job and pay for these things than it is for you to build a car yourself and grow all your own food.
It's easier to be a slave.
All your own power.
What you have
it's
to
easier to, exactly. Isn't that the grand scheme of things?
It is. No, it sucks though, is being a slave and or being a sheep and knowing you're a sheep when you should be a shepherd. But
I know. So are you in the middle of this flock and all my wool is sticking to everybody else?
Fuck! I want to be Jordan Belfort. I want to be the Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, you got to be cutthroat. You got to fucking bury people for that.
Actually, I got not a sociopath, so I couldn't be.
Yeah,
you
have to shove people into poverty. You have to be comfortable with that.
You got to sell out all your closest homies that help you get there as well.
No, that's not true. But you have to sell out a lot of other people. I mean,
you got to be not afraid to sell out any of your buddies.
No,
there we go.
No. You still got to have a circle. There's still always a circle. No man's an island, and that's true. So I'm even on the most cutthroat level, unless you plan
your
on
your circle just, will find you later on. Once you reach a certain point, you get a whole new circle, and you got to break off whatever else you ever had before. They've been doing that for years. I mean, that's how they train SEALs and snipers and stuff. They always got to make sure that their guy is going to do his job, no matter if he's got a wife and seven kids at home. He's gonna jump on that grenade no matter what.
Is that what Tesla did? Was
jumped on a grenade?
Was
for us?
Well, no. Was
I think Bruno Mars did that?
Blocked out everything, and took a grenade for humanity, and just had to get the technology out, and he did it by any means necessary.
In a sense, yeah, he kind of gave up all the fame and the fortune and decided that my personal pride isn't going to be worth it. Mankind will benefit a lot more if I don't feel better about myself at the end of the day.
Well, that's an interesting take.
Yeah, you bring up some awesome points.
Some really good points. I think he was a humanitarian. I think he didn't sell out too much, only to what he had to. We appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in.
Fuck yeah.
Every time.
Man, that was fucking right on. And here we go. Wow. Nikola Tesla, fucking people loving it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel that he sold out.
Well, you know, I don't know. JP Morgan did back Tesla with $150,000 to build a tower that would use the natural frequencies of our universe to transmit data, including wide range of information communicated through images, voice messages, and text. This was in the 30s that they had this technology, wireless data, internet.
That's what all these towers are going up.
And so he built a tower back then called the Wardenclyffe Tower. You know, and it was aside from the cost of the tower itself, it was going to form a worldwide web connecting all people in all places, as well as allow people to harness the free energy around them. So technically, he invented the internet before the internet was even made public. So the zeros and ones of the universe are embedded into the fabric of existence for each of us to access as needed.
Because of Tesla?
Nikola Tesla was dedicated to empowering the individual to receive and transmit this data virtually free of charge. And that whole tower that he built in his lab there on Long Island was burned down the day after he died. So, I mean, they're drip feeding the public all of this stuff, little by little. So, you know, what do? We just want to be in their little club, you know? Let us all have, you know, teleportation devices.
I'd like one of those.
Wouldn't that be cool? So we're going to go to some music, and I think in a minute. Go ahead.
Well, why are the powers that be hoarding all this technology? And well, we're going to come back in the third sector here with Ouija Board Part 2. We're going to try to summon up the spirits we need to talk to. We need to find out what's going on, because the spirit world knows what's going on. So we're gonna do our part here on the Intel Scanner. Try to find out some answers.
We're gonna bringing them back from the dead.
Back from the dead.
Back from the
and here
dead.
Are some Cosmic Roots.
This fight, this fight. treads them all, stumbling like they are dead. The call was so hypnotic. The drowning was in the flesh, convulsing on deadly, translucent skin surface.
face. I fist your face. I fist your face. You feel it now. You feel the rocket pound. You wanna march around.
Intel Scanner, back on Tuesday night, 8:30. Check us out. We're here all the time. We've been discussing Nikola Tesla, the invention of Nikola Tesla, the selling out of Nikola Tesla, about to move into the Ouija seance. We have a special guest that cannot wait to participate.
Oh, yeah. In the Ouija Can't seance. Wait.
So that'll be fun. So who would be the number one person you'd want to summon up?
Oh, Jim Morrison.
Jim Morrison.
Jimmy, huh? Jimmy boy.
So he could tell us about MK Ultra.
Your pipes are clear, Jimmy boy, Jimmy boy.
Mr. Mojo Rising.
He was okay. Well, let's start making a list here.
Jim Morrison, huh? Top of the list so far.
Okay.
And so Che Guevara as well.
Whoa, okay. So, now,
from Jim Morrison to Che Guevara. Sounds like a well-rounded, broad-spectrum analysis. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, who else, Lennon? We'll try to see what's up with Vlad.
Vlad the Impaler?
Vlad Lennon.
Vlad the Impaler. That's who I want to talk to.
Vlad the Impaler. Well, Vlad the Impaler. Good one. The Hungarian.
Wasn't he the guy that spawned the idea of Count Dracula?
Yes. Yeah, he is.
He was... What? Vlad Tepes Dracul?
The Dracul.
Dracul. Pretty sure that was...
And supposedly all these people that run our country today are related to this guy still.
Really? Is that why they have such a thirst for blood?
Seems like it.
Hmm.
Like the Queen of England.
Oh, yeah.
Queen of Wales. All these queens, all these bushes, all
they suck down the blood of babies. They suck it down like it was a fucking Slurpee. Just fucking wringing it out like a sponge over their head, like a dead baby. Give me every last drop.
First, you take the aborted fetus and you crack it like so.
And you squirt it over your face.
Well, there, Rocky Balboa, calm down.
I'm not saying I like to do that.
Well, I'm not saying or endorsing anything like that.
Fucking, but it would be funny to watch. So yeah, fucking, I've given up that life. But if you have video of it, please send it in to. Well, you know where the studio is at.
MTRadio.net. We'll be having a video portion of this at a later date.
Real soon. We have video coming here real soon. And then it's going to be crazy. We're going to get it totally live. We're about to go crazy here with this Ouija board fucking. So we don't even have any candles. So we're going to have to go, like, lights off. We can't do it with fluorescence on.
I have a flashlight.
We're going to do it. Hold it in your mouth. Like,
my wireless telephono has a flashlight.
We use a cell phone. We'll do a Ouija board by cell phone light.
Has that cell phone light. That's appropriate. That is appropriate.
Because maybe they'll come through the fucking... Maybe, well, that's probably the way Tesla would want to come through, right?
Yeah. That's why I said that.
Through an LED, right, that he invented back in the day.
Well, we got the fluorescence going on here in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I'd rather have him more focused. Maybe we could just get him more focused rather than, like, through 10 different fluorescent lights. We could get Tesla focused through just a cell phone.
That's where he's going to come through with the cell phone.
If there is a spirit world,
I feel like this cell phone, yeah.
I think if I was in the spirit world, I would try to communicate with the physical realm. Through the cell phones.
See, if I was trying to communicate with the physical realm, I'd be waiting for some idiots like us and be like, all right, idiots, fucking, let's put on a show.
Sure.
But this isn't real, right?
As fate has it, some things...
Supposedly.
...are all in your damn mind. Some things are just illusions.
You can't, there's no possible way you could tear... Well, you know what, let's just do the show.
Fabrications of your own imagination. We'll go.
We digress. Sorry, we digress.
There's no possible way you could tear into the spirit world using just a Ouija board. You'd have to know, like, black magic powers.
What kind of powers are those?
I don't know.
Where do you get those at?
Walmart?
And why doesn't everyone have
it? If Walmart doesn't have it, you don't want it.
You only get these through the blood of the righteous, apparently.
It's through drinking baby's blood, right?
Baby's blood gives people superpowers. And that's why...
Not advocating for doing that. Unless you want to fucking get all the power.
All the power.
Okay. Wow. Here we go.
All the juice. All that juice.
All the Jews. All the Jews.
Fucking no, juice.
Need
juice.
To die. You heard it here.
I said juice.
All the Jews need to die.
All that's, the juice.
You got the juice.
Oh, juice.
Now.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got the juice.
Totally.
Apparently, Jews' blood is worth something.
Totally
as
was
well,
miscommunication. So.
A little bit of, you know, one drop of Jew's blood is worth like 30 drops of pagan blood. Goyan blood.
You're not supposed to let people know that.
Oh, fuck.
Goyan blood isn't worth as much. But, just saying. L'chaim, right. Drink hearty.
Drink
hearty, mateys.
You know, and what the fuck is what's going on with Israel taking over the West Bank? Like, they have killed over 1,000 people, and there's like 75 Israelis. It's disturbing. It's disturbing what is happening there. And it seems I hope anybody like that's listening,
they're trying to eradicate.
It's
everyone that's there.
It's
so that they can move in. If everyone else is gone, then they can move in real easy. It seems like that's why
they have all this funding.
Too soon, man. Too soon.
All the funding from the military corporations. And all right, well.
Yeah.
Time to go with the seance?
Sure.
Who should we try first?
Should
we try chanting?
Channel the...
I'll do this by myself.
Well, I'll have to come over there. I'll have to come over there.
All right.
Let me grab a microphone.
We have... All right, Bob.
I'm just observing.
No.
It's going to get weird.
Like...
Oh, it's already weird.
Oh, wait till you get... It hasn't even gotten weird. The next show, we're doing a torture show. We're going to do, like, waterboarding and pulling nails out on the air. We're doing a CIA training camp. That's what it is.
CIA
we're
going to
do a
training
CIA
camp.
Training camp live on the air.
The art. Oh, fuck. The delicate art of interrogation.
CIA.
We should have a contest to see who waterboarded the longest.
Yes! Yes! We're going to have a waterboarding Waterboarding contest. I already have waterboarding down. I'm just going to put contest right behind it. Yes. A waterboarding contest. That sounds fun. I'll go first. Like I said before, like I said earlier, absolutely. I would never want to just put anybody up to it. That would be, wow. Pull the nails out. Nails out of the foot. I can't have them pulled out of my hand. That would look freaky.
They'll grow back,
like,
they say.
Like walking freaky is different than like have these fucking bleeding hands and shit.
Well, there's this surgical procedure we can do to actually put a laceration at a certain part of the bed of your nail so that it will grow back.
And let's just pull the
rest off. We're going to pull the majority of your nail off. Don't get me wrong.
Oh, it's going to be...
I got a leather, man. Let's do it.
Well, that's for the next show. I don't know. Next show? A future show. I don't know about next show.
Future show. A future show will be the torture.
We need to get
channeled.
That.
Channeled.
The spirit has entered the room.
Here we are.
Spirit.
And it goes.
And it goes. Well, Caesar, what say you for yourself? What have you to say about yourself?
Did you guys do it already?
No, not yet.
It's already fucking rolling.
We're rolling the vibe, though, on it.
Put our hands on it?
Yeah, you ready? You're going to put hands on
it? Let's
try it. There's blood on it. Jump on there's in. Blood. John put blood on this and put blood on the glass.
But other diseases.
We're live here in Puppet Master Studios.
So here we go.
Where they're now performing.
About to get tuberculosis.
A seance with the Ouija board. All hands are on the Ouija board now.
Okay.
It's going to a certain letter. It's heading over there. What's it going to say? There's another letter. Ooh. Oh, it's going the other way. That's going around the letters. It hasn't stopped yet. Whoa, whoa, whoa. There's nothing there. Nothing under the letter. Okay, the ghosts are being very unclear so far.
I don't know. I don't know if this is real.
I don't know, man, but I feel the vibe.
Is it going?
I sense that there must be a distemper in the ether.
Okay, so I'm doing this.
We're performing a cleansing of the ether. I feel the negativity leaving. I sense only positivity flowing in.
Only positivity.
Like the breath of a woman in labor.
Giving birth to a new life.
Birthing into the world.
We are
a new breath of life, a spark.
We are birthing into the spirit world. Birthing. Birthing's a good fucking, that's a good word. Birthing. And we actually do have a Ouija board here, and there is actual fresh blood been spilled along with the old blood. Don't think we're not doing this. Don't think we're not.
The ether is unclear. What do we have so far? We have.
I want to thank undisclosed member of local band Ripple Effect.
Undisclosed member Ripple Effect.
Undisclosed member of Ripple Effect coming in here.
Check them out on SoundCloud. Also want to mention the Ouija board is saying it's spelling something out. Square One Solutions.
Oh, yeah. If you're looking. One. That's what the Ouija board.
I'm telling you, everyone needs to get a job.
If you need to go to work, that is right across from the mall here, right in Billings.
It's a temp to hire establishment.
Yes.
They treat people very well.
Don't think the Ouija board's lying.
Just bring your A game, please.
Yeah, we don't need to bullshit.
Yeah, if you don't want to work, don't bother.
Please have initiative.
If you really don't want to work, don't bother. Just stay home playing Xbox. Your mom will make you a Bagel Dogs later. I mean,
or a Hot Pocket. Oh,
you don't know how many of these fucking idiots we get. Or we're going to ask the Ouija board, how many idiots a day do we get of these? Here we go. We're changing it. Fresh blood on here. That's 10 a day. We have 1 to 0. We did the whole fucking, it was 1, yeah. 10 idiots a day.
I mean, I
can't handle one full day of work.
Well, you know, the youth of today haven't been trained in the hard work that, like, past generations have been.
The Xbox Nation.
I mean, who Xbox needs to go? Nation. I drive around subdivisions all over the place, and there's no kids outside. None. The big giant park with swings and playground and baseball fields empty. No kids on the swings. Yep. What in the hell is going on? It's zombie world out there. Come on, kids. Dude, get up.
You haven't played.
Get outside.
You haven't played GTA 5?
You know, kick the hacky sack. Ride your skateboard.
Play some baseball.
Play some baseball.
Play some damn baseball or football. There's
hundreds of baseball diamonds within
a 5-mile radius. Even a basketball. $5. There's hoops all over the place.
Hoops all over. They have them in their backyard, kids. Most kids have them in their damn backyard.
I've seen kids that have tennis courts / basketball setup going on. That's full court. That's pretty bomb. Their parents are probably doctors and attorneys and lawyers. And yet they sit inside
and talk on Facebook chat. And blog about,
dude, that's what's like,
how they masturbate.
They gotta tweet. They gotta tweet their stuff these days.
Yeah, and they tweet that they just went to the kitchen and ate a Twinkie and a half a turkey sandwich. And who cares? You know what I mean? And now I'm going to go back to Facebook and
I'm gonna tell somebody what I just did. I just ran 5 miles. I'm gonna go tell everybody I just ran 5 miles. Well, good for you.
I wish
if you need that.
I wish I would be out there running 5 miles. Actually,
okay, that's in they ran 1.5 miles. They walked half of it.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, that's what happens.
They walked to the Dairy Queen.
They walked to the Dairy Queen. They got a blizzard. They ran to the Dairy Queen. They walked back. All right. There you go.
Here we go.
Well, yeah, come on in. Set him up.
The Ouija board has summoned another spirit.
Spirits from the realm.
Spirits.
Spirits of the realm.
The Which intel number is this? Scanner. So like what spirit like would you like to conjure up?
Like a magnetic field swirling in an essence. A cascading, tumultuous effervescence spiriting over the rocks.
We have the fresh blood.
Flows into the ocean of thought and possibility.
See, I'm not scared. I'll do the Ouija board by myself. Doesn't scare me one bit because it's not real.
It's not.
Is it?
I don't
or
know.
Or is it?
Or is it the spirit? The spirit world, speak to us. If you are out there, give us a sign.
Give us a sign.
We are looking for a sign.
Give us a sign. Yeah, fresh blood on it. The pentagram's fucking hot. We're rolling. Intel scanner, Ouija board part 2. Wow, we are some fucking psychopaths. Right on. 10 o'clock. Now we are in overtime. Been a fun show. It was a fun show. This was a really odd one.
Still.
Huh?
We have like 50 seconds and it's going to go off on us.
Why?
It's set up to do that at its regular time.
Really? So we can't do overtime
can't
anymore?
Can't even go into overtime. I don't
know. What?
OT, no sudden death overtime? Come on.
Let me see if I can override this. Let me see if I can override this.
Override.
My first
override.
Day as the tech.
Override. Ouija board. I'm going to ask Ouija.
50 seconds.
Override. Is it going to be an override? Oh, yes. No. Yes. No. Well, either way, it was a fun show. So if we're wrapping it up now. Fucking awesome. Right?
Ready to hear some fucking. Yeah, hell yeah. I didn't know what I was walking into today, but I'm glad I walked in here.
It's
3, 2, thank you for tuning in. We love you.
Do it.